Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Aimless Babble Z, episode 305. I'm Ticket Master, joined by
Epigeming Echo 5
and Trioptical.
So, we've got some more from Plan, weekly release lineup for the coming month, February.
Yeah.
I think the years past of like the dead zones in like whatever month when there's like no games coming up coming to an end, because I think like every month there's something to look forward to, so it's like an endless release cycle, which is a good thing. So, you know, just dump those games like Destiny that shackle you, and then, you know, you'll be free like me to play games all the time. Oh yeah, speaking of Destiny, .. Guess we're gonna open up with that. I don't know, I think I'm gonna go back on what I don't know what I said. I was in a fever dream of not sleeping and stuff, but yeah, I don't know. I think the time is right for me to just walk away and be happy. But it's like 320 is just a number. I don't need 320. But then my primary brain's like, dude, take in. Yeah. But then it was weird. It was super weird. Okay, so long story short, because I'm gonna keep rambling if I don't just like get to the point. I was playing Destiny. I was gonna stream for 24 hours, and like hour 17, the stream crashed, and I was like, "What? No!" And so after that happened, I was like, "Whatever, it'll archive." It didn't archive because apparently the video was too long for YouTube. So I was like, "What the f, YouTube? Effing whatever." So that happened, and then like, you know, not knowing that, I just like started the next part of the stream because I like had part one because I knew it was gonna happen. I knew at some point the stream would crash because whatever, down on his left ticking. Anyway,
so it's gone.
So, you know, yeah, chapter goal. All 17 hours of my whatever, that whatever you want to call that happened, whatever, it happened, yeah, it's gone. Anyway, so it's like minute 15, I think, I was, like, playing, and I was all, like, talking about the game and, like, you know, the love and hate relationship I had with it, and I think I had an epiphany of, like, you know, I can't remember now because I was out of it, but, yeah, I came to terms with it. And I'm at peace with Destiny now. So, you know, just like the end of Mass Effect 3, you know, I can part good on good feelings and stuff, and not be all burnt down and broken, like some people like to say, which is totally not true, and just walk away and be like, yeah, man, it's whatever. And then, you know, when I do come back every Tuesday and, you know, try to get that 320, that's never going to happen, and whatever, if it happens, whatever. I don't even care at this point. I'm so all right. It's like, you know, I can do that, but then I realized I lost sight of the little things in the game. Like I look at my quest log, and there's still stuff to do, because I picked up all my year one quest, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I can, you know, do this on top of all the raiding, and then, you know, I mean, it's not the awesome, super fulfilling, extraordinary moments that make me super excited and pumped, and my emotions are like, yeah, we did it, we killed Arcs, yeah, or whatever, but still something to do, so, you know, there's stuff to do, even if it's, you know, just small little things, or just things that take a lot of time, or some might say are very grindy, like, you know, 10 heroic strikes and 10 crucible wins with all your sweet gear for your faction to get the exotic quest item. which I was playing today, and it took like 3 hours to get 10 heroic strikes. I was like, dude, this is exactly why. I was like, I don't do this. I knew it's gonna take a long time. It took a long effing time. I was like, ah, oh, I gotta do it against two more characters. I knew it was a trap, but I did it anyway. F this game. Then I was like, calm down, Tegan. Calm down. Just take it a little bit at a time. Take it a bit at a time, dude. Just don't. I think I learned like the cure for the ailment that is the Tekken crackout. It's like, you know, don't eat it all at once like I do. So yeah, I should probably like stop doing that with all my pizzas. But hey, at least I learned it before it killed me. So you go me and stuff. That's my Destiny story for this week when I played it like way too long, but I learned a lesson. Yeah.
I think the more I hear of Destiny stories from Tekken, the more brilliant the title is. It's a metaphor of life. If Destiny is a thing, then yeah, you go through these ups and downs, and see, now he's come to terms with his destiny. That's pretty cool. we should use that as a tagline out at some point. Do you want to learn Destiny? Come listen to Tekken.
I mean, it'll be long and painful, but, you know, just...
Exactly. Just like the way that people expect it to be. They'll be coming like, wow, that is totally Destiny. Oh, it's a game too? Wow, those people are genius. Yeah, pretty much. I think I'm almost to the point where you are. I have, divided by three, because I only did it with one character. I have I think all I need now is a 320 class item for my Titan. And I've never seen one of those, so this should be exciting.
See, that's the other thing, dude. Sorry, like, you know, Tropic Cody just, like, pushed the button, so I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's like, I was thinking about that today when I was playing. I was like, you know, because everyone was talking about it, Gamer was talking about it, and now Tropic was talking about it, and I've been talking about it for a while. But, you know, guess what happened? I was all broken up. I was all like, man, Gamer needs a helmet. Zephyr needs whatever he needs. I think he might need to go show it to you. I think that, yeah, that was the... Anyway, yeah, we're in the same boat. And then Chapter goes on, like, 320 glass item. So, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Just cruising through that hard mode raid, just waiting for the drop. Waiting for the drop. Forever 319. Forever 319. Isn't it effing great? Isn't it effing fantastic? Oh, sorry. Okay, see ya. I'm done.
Just, we really are cruising the hard mode now.
I know, it's like, I think that's, like, my favorite thing about this week was, like, you know, the A-team's back for reals now, because we totally just, like, breezed through
the hard
challenge on Crota, I mean, Oryx.
We never wiped. That was
super smooth.
And, like we could basically do challenge mode style sort of boss takedowns on every boss. It was like, we don't even need to know what the challenge is, we just do it.
And it was cool, because, like, the third time... Or maybe it was the second and third time. I think it was the second and third time we had LFG people with us, so it was like we didn't have like a full team. We're just like, psh, we got this. We'll carry you through. We totally just like demolished it with like randoms. It was like, oh man, that like with like one missing, or, like one person that was not familiar to our team. It was like they totally didn't bring us down. I was like, yeah, we got this.
Nice.
I'm back to like feeling like as we were back in the day when we just like could just destroy Wadaglass or Crota. Just like, yeah, whatever. We got this. It's great. It's great. It's fantastic. I mean, sure, we're not getting the drops, but anyway, whatever. No big deal. A-team's back, that's all that matters. I mean, sure, gamers like, I'm done with the game now. So it's like, you know, that... I mean, there's that issue of, like, people don't play anymore RPG, but yeah, whatever.
Went out on top. We did.
Went out on top.
Yeah, that's yesterday when I got the message, it was like, oh, this is killing Crota or Oryx for the last time. I was like, oh, this is the last one? The farewell tour? And, it was so short. I didn't even make it to the end. I didn't even get to shoot Oryx in the end. Spawn died. Or I didn't even, like, I saw nothing. Basically, I was fighting outside the darkness zone, and then suddenly I was dead. And I was like, I got destinied. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, too, because I think the second time we had, like, a sweet audible we had to do, where it's, like, the ogre teleported, and then we're, like, super close to, like, the middle. It's like, holy crap, guys, don't step on the bomb.
Because there was only five of you guys, so everyone had to get to
where
the bomb. I was like, oh, it was very cool.
That was pretty cool. And I wanted to share button, but I didn't. I was like, dang it, that would have been awesome.
Did I
and
share
then the stream crashed, and I was like, dang it, double the, That was, You saw it live, but you know. That's pretty cool. I was going to ask, like, so when I left, did that, like, do what it's doing now, and, like, you guys had to, like, keep finding, like, a sixth person to replace me?
You left?
When, like, last year when I just, like, stopped playing... I don't remember.
I don't. I think, like, basically the team...
Had we already died off.
Yeah. Like, everyone was doing their own thing.
Well, because it happened again.
Yep.
Because it's really, really a team breakup.
Except, you know, this time, there's no DLC. Like, we have no idea what's going to happen next with Destiny.
Yeah, gamers are like, I'll see you guys when Destiny 2 comes out. Because, like, I think about that, too. I was like, well, I guess I'll just, you know, I can't completely leave, because, obviously there's, like, something new. So I think my new thing will be just, like, you know, just take a break until there's something new. Gobble it up. Go away. Come back. Keep doing the raids every Tuesday. And on top of the whatever's on my list and in-game to do that I just kept ignoring because it wasn't as appetizing as chasing the dragon. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, Well, so what do you think Destiny 2 is going to do as far as carrying over stuff?
Well, I guess your guardians are going to be the same. I'm not sure about the league, because it'll be obsolete, but maybe it will. I don't know.
I sort of feel like they might just pitch everything, because that's kind of what they did with Taken King, right? It's like all the year one stuff is like, it's done. You know, we have new weapons. Come play with the new weapons. And they just sort of killed everything year one. And if you'd been playing since year one... There really wasn't any reason to go back and play year one stuff. Like,
I could actually see that happening, where it's like they just throw everything out except like your character model, yeah, and then like, or that's all you get to keep.
Maybe not even that. Maybe they'll just be like, here, you get this emblem that says, yeah, I was there at the beginning, or I was there at Taken King, and you get like two emblems and a shader or something like that. That would kind of suck. Or so I'm mixed on it, because on the one hand, they wanted us to build our characters and feel attached to our characters. And yet, we can't really do that in a meaningful way. I mean, you know, first of all, you want power. Like, that's the main sort of loop. You want to be leveled up higher so you can kill better stuff. And once you get to the top, I mean, there's no point, really. And also, there's really only one way to do it. I mean, theoretically, I guess you could keep going through hard raid, keep getting 320 stuff and like infusing it into another gear set. But like, that is a lot of grinding. I don't know. Maybe if I did that, then I would feel attached to the character. But as it is, I don't feel super attached to any of these characters that I've built. And then in that case, then it's like, well, it's just like any other yearly release. They're just releasing a new version of the thing. And then you like the gameplay. I like the gameplay. So okay. But other than that, it's like, you don't carry anything over. Don't know which way I like it.
Or maybe we'll have the year 10 finale sooner than we think, in like the Traveler's Evil blows everything up and we have to like go to some other planet or like some other like galaxy or something, and it's like, yeah, we gotta leave the local solar system because Traveler's he was the Source of Darkness. Now we gotta like leave and come back eventually to defeat him or something. I don't know, whatever. Space battles.
Hard to say. Because I think to make people who have played lots of Destiny really like Destiny 2, they have to change it so dramatically that they might as well start over. You know, story is still an issue that people have. All the vault stuff, all like the very limited upgrade path, essentially. The grind. I mean, there's lots of games that you grind through, but the grind, you get to a point in Destiny where the grind is just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just chipping away at this mountain for no reason.
Yep.
Like, people who are chipping away at a mountain don't think about, wow, someday I'm going to be on the other side. They're just chipping at the mountain, and they're like, I don't know. It's just something to do.
I'm the one that chips at the mountain.
Yeah. Because if you think about, you know, getting to the other side, you go crazy. As Tekken has demonstrated time and again.
At some point, some of the rubble hits you on the head, and you're like, what am I doing here? Come to your senses. I don't need this. Oh, I'm getting out of here. I don't need this. Oh, whatever.
Just
whatever.
Just Tekken sitting in this dark tunnel underneath the mountain, chipping away, sometimes having these freakouts where his hands are in the air going on crazy. No, why am I here? And then back to chipping away. Chipping away. Aren't Jesus looking down at me? Sure.
Oh, man. That very much illustrates the literal grind in Destiny. Oh, yeah. All I keep thinking about is, like, me just, like, chipping at something, like, you're not gonna break me! You're not gonna break me! Just keep going! The tactical thing just slowly losing my mind.
Because eventually you will get through. But...
Is that daylight? Is that daylight? I'm free! I'm free! Yes! I don't remember why I was doing this. I don't remember why I elected. But I'm free now! I'm out of the tunnel! I'm on the other side of the mountain. Yes! Suck it, everybody that said I wouldn't make it.
Insane.
Oh, I guess it's the Iron Banner Rift this week, but, you know, I haven't... I don't know, it's just Crucible to me, so it's like, whatever, dude, so.
Yeah.
But there have been some, like, neat moments where it's like, it'll be super tied or super close at the end, and then you get, like, that one, or, I've never been on the winning side of it, where it's like, the other team will score, and it's like, oh, they won the, like, last second, it's like, oh, come on. Come on.
I kind of want to try going in with my racing gear. I think it would be interesting. But I'll be like, what was I, 211? Interesting. I hear, like, didn't they change the matchmaking, and then it was all broken, so they changed it back?
I have no idea. I just saw them tweet about it, and I was like, whatever, I guess we'll see See how it goes.
Originally, I guess they were all about connections. So they would just look at who has the best connection. Like, oh, these people have the best connection, and then that's how you're match made. So then later, they're like, oh, we're going to do it by skill base. So we're going to figure out people's skills somehow, and then we're going to match people with similar skill. Even if they have terrible connections, which apparently a lot of them do. And you just see these videos online just lagging like crazy. So I decided, maybe that's not as good a deal. I think Trials of Osiris initially was all about connection speed.
Yep.
So that was an easier time.
That's all I have for Destiny this week. ..
And maybe forever. Well, so for me, I have two friends who haven't played the raid at all. So one of these Thursdays, I'm going to have to recruit some people, and we're just going to run on normal so they can see it. And I was like, okay, that was the raid. Yay! It's like a tour.
I did
Sherpa-ing. Sherpa them.
I did finally pick up my, because I turned in like a bunch of months, well, not a bunch, because like I guess, like, apparently you do get, like, a decent amount of rep for your Mutsu Light, so it's like, oh, I have a decent cushion of them. But I finally got everybody to 25 and got started on that quest, but then I didn't finish it, so I'm finally got everybody on their way to that sweet exotic class item, and then I switched all their factions to something else to start it over, because, you know, Destiny. And then I was missing 3 exotic weapons, and I'm only missing 1.
Wait,
but I have the quest to get it.
So it's an exotic class item?
Yeah.
And you can wear it?
Yep.
It doesn't interfere with, like, armor?
Nope. It has some sort of perk on it or something that lets you do that.
Are there exotic ships?
Not that I know of. Yeah, so I went from needing 5 things in the game to 3 things. Because I got First Curse and it would have to explain. So I was like, yay! Too bad the stream didn't say it or you would have been able to see it. Whatever.
So it was actually 24 hours?
It was 17 hours, and then I was like, I'm going to bed. And then I went to bed, and I woke up, and I was like, well, oh, wait, no, the stream crashed at 17 hours, and then I streamed for, like, 2 hours, I was like, you know what, whatever, I'm just going to come back and finish this tomorrow. Because I think I tweeted out, like, 24 hours in total or something, I was like, oh, yeah, just like a straight 24-hour thing, so I was like, yeah, I worried it, so I had some wiggle room, but then, of course, the stream crashed, so whatever. Just a test run for Mass Effect Andromeda. Stream's coming sometime this year or next year. We'll see.
Well, I guess moving away from that, I am still at 1 on the scoreboard because all I played was Heroes of the Storm this week, which was really fun. I bought me another vanity item with 10,000 gold, even though I'd found a character for 10,000 gold that I thought was pretty fun. But then I decided, I'm just gonna get my slug a spiky slug costume, and now my slug is spiky and red. And that's how I started playing differently, or I'm just trying out different stuff now. I think the way to learn how to play Abathur the slug is by playing every other character and just figuring out how to play them, because you can copy any of them. I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to experiment with everything. And that's what I've been doing. So most people only copy the guy who does the most damage. And I was like, I'm going to try copying healers. And like this guy who dies and respawns really quickly over and over again. Turns out, like, don't do that one. Because you don't get that ability. If you die, you're just gone. It's like, oh, that sucks. And yeah, doing pretty well. Either that or I have no idea how matchmaking works on Blizzard games, but you're supposed to win about half of the games you play. And I'm around 40%, but I messed around a lot early on, so that's why I probably have a low winning percentage. But now it's like, I'm doing good. So I'm just gonna play craziness and try out different builds. To what end, I have no idea. There is a ton of game, and they just keep adding more and more stuff, so this is why I can't finish things. Because Heroes is so fun. What would I have played, though? I can't even think of what I would have played. So, yeah, I'm at one, right? I just beat Basketball last week.
Yep.
That game was good. I have so many. Did I say, like, so Razer bought Ouya, and then Razer was like, hey, everyone, or hey, Ouya developers, you're now Razer Cortex developers, and here's a coupon to buy a Razer Forge TV. And I was like,
I don't remember having this discussion.
Okay, this happened. And I was like, okay, because I'm interested in your controller, which you sell for $80 by itself. And so this is going to be a really good deal. So I got a Razer Forge TV, which is basically an Android TV that happens to have one app on it that is based off of the old Ouya store. So I guess Ouya, the hardware, got nixed, like it's gone. Or, I mean, if you still have one, it still works, but they're not supporting it anymore. And the future of that is Forge TV, which so far is kind of like, it's weird because Razer, they make a lot of stuff that people like, gamers like. But Forge TV seems very unfinished. And first of all, it's a Google TV that doesn't support Netflix. Like, that is...
What?
That is insane. Everything has Netflix.
Yeah, that is super weird.
I tried to cast Netflix onto it, and it said, nope, you can't. And I looked it up, and like, Forge TV doesn't support Netflix. I was like, are you kidding me? And game-wise, I looked at it and like, well, I don't know what I expected. I mean, of course, it's the Ouya library, which, yeah, hit or miss. And a lot of the hits are now on other platforms. Toto Temple Deluxe, Towerfall Ascension, Whispering Willow. I guess That Dragon Cancer, although that one's on PC also. So, I guess we'll see. But yeah, now I have a whole bunch of little micro consoles. That did not pan out the way that they thought it would.
That is super weird. I remember there was like, yeah, the game stick or whatever. There's a bunch of that stuff lined up. I didn't care about it. I wasn't really caring at the time, so I was like, whatever, this isn't for me. So I guess the audience needs it just doesn't exist, or not an overestimation in the how successful is this going to be.
Yeah, it would have worked if PlayStation and Xbox and Wii U had not changed their policy. Because once they change their policy and they're, you know, very willing to get all these indies and stuff on there, only the serious indies get onto the big platforms, and those tend to be better games. So there's there's a lot of indie games on Ouya. It's just that, you know, if they wanted to be on PlayStation, they'd probably get rejected because they're just not that good. But yeah, if that hadn't happened, then the good Ouya games would have stayed on Ouya. Oh well, lesson learned. Or has it? But no, Heroes was all I played.
Would you like to go next, RPG?
No.
Okay, well, alrighty then. So, Final Fantasy IV on the handheld front, because still playing it. I am now at... Just got to the tower of something. I forgot what it's called. I don't want to get it wrong. But it's that tower that you get to when... I'm trying to find a picture of it in the folder. Okay, there we go.
Tower 4.
The Tower of... The place where you go when that one person I'm not going to say, because I don't know if it's a spoiler, is all like, come here and I'll give you Ressa. And you get there, and they're like, ah ha ha ha, it's a trap. Golbez is waiting for you at the top, dude. Ha 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 ha, suck it. And they're like, it's like, hey, come back here. Okay, fine, yeah. So you got Kane, you got Cid with you, you got Tella, and you got... Edward's still bedridden, so you're not... There's four of you right now.
Spoony Bard. Tell you.
Tella isn't the thingy, so he's not with you. Cid, the monk! The monk dude is the fourth dude. So you have Cid, Kane, Tella, and the monk dude. I can't think of his name right now. That guy. And going up the tower right now, getting Rosa back. And you just defeated the second of the fiends, or... Whatever, I forgot what they're called. The one on the mountain that attacks you. Or wait, no. It's not after that part, but, like, there's a part I don't remember being in the 3DS version where, like, you fight this Goblin King and, like, you can't have any metallic stuff.
It is in the 3DS version. It's in all of the versions.
Because I was playing that, and I was like, I don't remember this part of the 3DS version. Because I was like, dude, I don't even remember this part. So that was weird. Unless they, like, just changed it to where, like, you could have stuff on that.
Remember it. It was in it.
Man, that is weird. I was like, dude, I don't remember this part. And I got there, and I was like, wait, I remember this part. And then that was super weird. I was like, I don't remember this part.
Nope, it definitely was. I played it, so I know.
Well, already then. So yeah, but yeah, totally remember it. I got it, and I was like, man, that's like a brand new thing, I think. But I guess I'm wrong. So.
You are.
But that happened. That was cool. And then the dude, that's the bard, was all playing the music to help you in the fight, and it's all like, oh yeah, and that's cool. So that was fun. And then we're still. So we're at, so I'm like, so I'm right where I was at when I stopped playing, because for some reason, like, in the 3DS version when I got to the tower, I was getting my ass kicked by that boss at the end of that section, so I'm hoping this time, when I get there, Steph goes down, and I will be able to get through it, continue on the game, and eventually finish it, and be like, yeah, I showed you how this part in your face. Now on to Final Fantasy V. But, that probably won't be happening for a while, so, yeah. Oh, okay, so there's this awesome game I played, but it's super hard. So there's a flash sale this weekend on a bunch of like games that were, I think they're all indie games and stuff. And I was like, it was really weird, because I was like looking through them all, and I was like looking at them more like harder than I usually am. And I was like, I don't even know why I'm looking at them. Like the ones that had like screenshots are like, oh, this looks cool. Like I was like, it was super weird. I found like I was like relating to like back when I was a kid, like in the rental part of the Or like going to like Renegade game and like looking at the back of the box and being like, oh, what's this look like? It kind of made me feel like that. So I just like look at it and be like gauging off of like the screenshots and the description of like, how do I feel about this game? And there are trailers for some of them, or like all of them had trailers, but like only the ones that like looked worthy. I was like, well, whatever. Because there's like this kart racing one, I can't remember what it was called, but I guess it was like the same developer behind Riptide GP2, which I had bought but I haven't played. And I was like, that looks decent, so I bought that too, and it's like some weird kart racing game, so I picked that up. I haven't played it. But the game I got. That I'm going to talk about that I played is this game called Cosmophony, whatever. It's spelled weird, Cosmo and Symphony. It's pronounced Phony, but Phony part, that part. So it's like, I don't know, is it Cosmophony, whatever. That one, it was pretty cheap. It's pretty cool though, but it's super hard because it's like, it's really hard to explain too. Because basically, you control this thingy on screen with the D-pad or the left stick, and then you can shoot out to. Basically blow up things that are coming at you, but while that's happening, the game is basically music-driven and rhythm-driven, and so based on the music on the track, these like obstacles will generate, and you have to dodge them, so there's a lot going on, and it just, like, the difficulty curve, like, spikes, like, immediately, like, in the second stage, and it says in the description of, like, oh, this is a hard game, blah, 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 and I was like, oh, whatever, this sounds cool, let me check it out. I played it. And I streamed this too, so you can check it out on my channel. But, man, this game's hard. Like, I got to the third stage and I can't get past it. It's like, there's like five stages. Third stage is impossible. Okay, it's not impossible, because, like, it's just effing hard. Because you only have one life per stage. So, if you get hit and, like, if you run into something, you hit an obstacle, one of the enemies crashes into you, it's over. You have to restart the entire song. And it's like, are you effing serious? Like, it's basically just I guess it's a simulation in, like, rhythm and pattern, well, not really rhythm recognition, pattern recognition, and just, like, brain, what's that word called? Brain muscles? Whatever, there's a thing that's, I can't remember what it's called right now.
Muscle memory?
Muscle memory,
brain.
Hey, I was up for 17 hours playing Disney, I don't hear. Anyway. That. So it really like puts your muscle memory like at like the limit of like what you can do. And I was like, dude, this game. And I was like, I gotta come back to this when I got some sleep, because this game's kicking my ass right now. And just like, man, it's really cool too, though, because it's like the genre of music is like, you know, electronic-y German bass style, which is like not usually the case in like music games. So I was like, oh man, that's awesome, and it's super fast. But I was like, man, this is cool. Like, it's that type of music, but it's so effing hard. And she's like, ah, it's like. It's like, I want to love this game, but it's so hard. It's like, man, this game. So good, but it's so hard. So it's like, ah. If more like these existed, but the one that does it super hard. Why is that the case? Whatever. So, that happened. I enjoyed it, though. So, you know, if there's a demo, check it out. But it's ebbing hard. So just be warned, you know, you will not be able to probably get very far into it if you do buy it and spill real money on it like I did. But hey, I enjoyed it. So, yay. What else did I play? Oh, I finished a game. So add one to me on my score. So that 3 is going to become a 4 this week. So cha-ching. But, I finished I'm sorry. I've just been out of it. Like, ever since I got off that Disney train yesterday, it effed me up. Wow, I was about to talk about another game. That's really funny. Anyway. But yeah. Wolf Among Us on PS4. So I played through that. and I did some stuff differently. But I want to play it again, because like, there's this part where like stuff happens, and I'm like, I wonder what happened if I do that. And then like I kind of like, oh, and then oh, okay, I did actually see that you can rewind in this game. So I guess there was always that feature. I just hadn't done the, what game was that where I did that, where I went back to like do something differently, and I was like, yeah, but it happened before Game of Thrones. So I was like, no, I'm not gonna let this happen.
Life is Strange, if anything.
I think it. Oh wait, was it Life is Strange? It might have been Life is Strange. Anyway, the Life is Strange moment when I was like, oh wait, maybe it was. I don't remember. One of those games where it's episodic and you make choices. Maybe it was Walking Dead. I don't know. Whatever. So I remember having a traumatic experience in Life is Strange, but I think I forgot to go back because I had played it through, and then like after that next episode, I couldn't reload, so I was stuck with it. So it probably was Life is Strange, but yeah, I had another Life is Strange moment. It wasn't really a Life is Strange moment, but like I was like at the, because I was just thinking about this game and like the way Telltale makes their stuff, because there's so many parts like before this one part. Well, you both played, but like before the trial. Like, you have these parts where you can, like, do some, like, really bad things. I'm like, I wonder how bad that really affects you if you get to this part and you've, like, done stuff. Like, because, like, you can, like, theoretically, you can kill the Crooked Man before you even get to the trial room. So it's like, I wonder what happens if that, like, if you do that. It's like, if you just get there and then it's just, like, everybody, like, berating you about how bad of a sheriff you are or something. So I'm like, man, that'd be interesting. And then there's, like, even, like, a twist at, like, the trial scene. And it's like, I wonder if, like, the ending is, or the epilogue is different if you do, like, the worst-case scenario thing at the end of that, and, like, not just imprison or throw him down the wishing well. It's like, oh, I wonder if you do that third thing, and it's like, ooh, that's super bad what you just did. And then you find out the truth, and you're like, what have I done? And it's just like, just beautiful. Telltale just twist at the end. Oh, just got me again. I was like, man, that effing Kaiser Soze Unusual Suspects ending, just, I cannot wait for season two. Just everything they make, I'm just like, man, I cannot wait to play the next thingy of it. Just, I'm super, yeah, it's like, I've played through all of them now, so it's like, I just gotta get through Walking Dead 1 and 2 on a PS4, and I'm all set. It's like, I'm ready, my body is ready for the continuation of these Telltale stories on my PS4 now, because, sorry, it's smelly PS3, but, not spending any more money on you if it's a Telltale game, sorry, because I got my PS4 now, so, yeah. But, let's see, besides that, oh, yeah. So, yeah, Tropical is all, like, taken. You need to play this game. And I was like, you're right, Tropical. I do need to play this game. And I did. Last of Us Left Behind. Pretty. It was weird, too, because I hadn't played in such a long time. I forgot the controls and everything. And man, all my habits in that game returned, where I was just, like, scavenging around the environment before I went, like, each section to, like, make sure I had gotten everything. So I remember how, like, scarce all the materials were, and I didn't know how long it was going to be. And so that was cool. And then that part in the fighting game, when she gets on it and, like, she can't see it, that was magical. That was I don't even know what to say. It's just, like, after I played through that part, I was like, whoever did this part on this game for Naughty Dog needs to, like, get a raise or something, a promotion, because I was like, that was effing magical. That was like, I'm going to put the imagery of a game in your mind, and you're going to be playing it, but it's going to be super meta because you're not even playing it, but you're playing it, and it's like, oh, and like, I'm going to be describing it, and it's like, you're pushing the buttons, and all the buttons are like combinations in the fighting game. I was like, that was just magical. I was like, I love that. That made my week. I was like, oh, that was like the cherry on top. Just like, that cherry on top is like so delicious. I can think of it now, and it like completely washes away all that disgusting Destiny crap of the last 24 hours. So yeah, thank you, Naughty Dog. That was so good. And then I forgot, like, I hadn't played that game in such a long time. I forgot, like, how satisfying it was in that game. I don't know what it says about me, but, like, the predatory stealth, man, when you're just, like, sneaking down people and, like, just doing stuff to them, just, I forgot how good it was. And I completely forgot about, like, what Ellie's animations were. So, like, when she, like, just, like, sneaks up on someone and just, like, shing, 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 and she's like, oh, fuck it. And she's just, like, she's just a kid, so it's terrible, but it's like, oh, it's so awesome. It's like, I feel weird, but it's like, oh, man, that was awesome. Oh, that's so good. And it's, like, neat how, like, where it's put in the story of The Last of Us, but I'm not sure if, like, is it just, like, a standalone, so it's, like, it's not, if you're playing through the game, it's not gonna, like, go to this part if you're playing at that part in the game?
Yeah, it's standalone, so it doesn't, the way you've experienced it, like, that's how it's structured.
Okay, because I was wondering, like, if you play through the full game, if they just, like, put it in there like that, but that was pretty, pretty neat how it's, like, that's the chapter where it happens, where she's... Well, she doesn't, like, really cue up the memory. She's just doing stuff, and then it's like, oh, we're going to go back to this part as you're in the super traumatic part. That's even just as traumatic as the part you're in. Because, like, the whole time I'm like, okay, this is really weird. You're going back to this memory, but it's not that bad. And then, yeah, stuff effing goes effing down, and it's like, ooh, well, you just gotta pick up the pieces, I guess, just like you're about to do, and then head back out there and fight those crazy people in that village. Man, that's man, it's like you go from like one extreme to the next, and man, just made me remember like why I loved that game. Just like it was just effing so good. Just every moment, like every scene, it just like every chapter, like they like the cold cuts and just like. Like that happens to Joel, and then you're in this memory, and it's like, oh no! And then you keep flashing back, and it's like, oh, I didn't even like. It's like so like neat to like see that part where it's like, oh, that's how she did this part, and like how it like shows that part of like how you know you're able to save that dude, and it's like, oh man, that's awesome. So that was very satisfying. Oh, and it's cool because I didn't really use the crossbow, but the bow and arrow a lot when I initially played it, and then this one I just picked it up and used it because I had like a bunch of ammo, but I was doing pretty good. Like yeah, it was very very satisfying to like. Silently one-shot, one-kill enemies with my bow and arrow, and then pick up the ammo and be like, ha-ha, you're dead. So that was a nice return to a awesome game I had not played in a while, and another point on the board for me, so plus two for Tekken this week, or one and a half, I don't know how I'm going to score this, because it's standalone, but it's a game, it's a DLC, RPG says it's zero, but I disagree, so yeah. And I think that's all I played. Yeah, that's all I played this week.
We'll have a column for disputed point. And then we can, like, argue about them if it's really close by the end of the year.
Oh, I guess I did play some other stuff because I was testing my stream setup, but it was nothing, like, in-depth. I just played, like, a bit of Cartoon Network Explosion Time. It's a weird title. I don't remember. It's like a Smash Brothers clone with Cartoon Network characters. I played a bit of that, and I played the, like, first and second stages in Perfect Dark for 360, because I was playing stuff on my hard drive that was already on my 360, because I didn't want to put a disc in, and then I was like, oh, I already have my stream title named, but then I realized that wasn't the case, so whatever, but yeah, auto-aiming that game, really good, as in super friendly and helpful, and that is all I played, I think, I'm pretty sure. I think I played like some other stuff. Like it was just like you know a bit like just dipping my toes in the water. Like I got my mother base fully leveled up finally in Metal Gear Solid 5 after like months of you know letting my materials accumulate. Played some Need for Speed, I think. But I think that was not recently, but I don't know. It's on my trophy queue because I was just going by that. Like what was there in the list? Because that means you played it. So yeah. But yeah, that's all I've been playing. I'm ready to have some sweet PS3 stream action or 360 stream action, so it's all set up. It's great. Ready to play all my stuff. Since I'm free, effing free of Destiny. RPG.
Yes.
What have you been playing?
Video games.
Oh, you don't say.
Yep. Not pretty much. Pretty much. Alrighty. Well, let's see here. I'm still trying to make my way through Trails of Cold Steel. I think I'm at, like, some god-awful number of hours now, so, yeah. I'm never going to finish this game. So, come the end of this year, guys, though, I will have it done. But it won't be until December. So, look forward to that. So, this week, there were two game releases. I picked up Mario & Luigi Paper Jam, which is like a crossover title for the Paper Mario series and the Mario and Luigi series. And it's pretty fun stuff. It pretty much starts off with the usual excuse plot that goes on in a Mario game. And it's like Luigi accidentally like knocks over a book or something and it like releases all the paper people into their kingdom. And then both Peaches inevitably get kidnapped because it's a Mario game. They even make a joke about it too, because they're like, oh, it must be that time in the story again. It's like, yep, it's kidnapping time. And then both Bowser's like take them right after. I was like, at least they know. So it's like, so Paper Bowser,
that's what Bowser should say. It's kidnapping time.
He actually did say that. So,
oh wow!
After they were both like, because Peach is like, oh, I guess it's that time in the story, and then Bowser's like, you're right, it's
wow.
Kidnapping time, and I was like, it's gotten to the point where they're not even like, it's like they already know what's happening. So it's like, well then. So
I think she brings like, does she have her own shelf at Bowser's place and stuff?
I think she has, like, her own room and everything at this point. It's, like, it's not even, like, a shelf. She's just, like, now you know where to go.
It's her summer home.
Yeah, it's like, you know where everything is. Help yourself to anything in the fridge, the usual stuff. It's like, thanks, Bowser. So, yeah, the two of them inevitably get kidnapped, because now it's, like, double the kidnapping, because you have Paper Peach and regular Peach. So they get kidnapped, and then for some reason they put them both inside of, like, this cage, but Paper Peach can slip through the bars because she's paper. So it's like, I don't think they thought that through, but it's like, okay, it's cool. I'm pretty sure it's intentional, because there's no way she could actually escape the castle, right? So they're waiting for Mario to come save them, and then they meet Paper Mario on their way, and then he's all like, hey guys, I'm going to help you because I'm Paper Mario. So he can do things that they can't, obviously, like squeezing through small spaces, and he can make, like, copies of himself that can, like, help him do, like, attacks and everything. And it's, like, all kinds of crazy, crazy shenanigans going on. But, like, the gameplay is based on the Mario and Luigi series, so it's turn-based, but you still kind of have to, like, input commands when you do your normal command. Like, for instance, like, when you do the jump attack or the hammer attack, you have to, like, time your button presses to do, like, damage and stuff. And it's, like, the same way for any of, like, the special attacks and everything. And it's the same thing for, like, if you're getting attacked, you can counterattack any or dodge any, like, enemy attack, but you have to, like, time it properly. So it's like, if like the hammer bros are like throwing hammers at you, you can like jump over the hammers or like jump on them to knock the hammers down or something like that. And it's like, it's kind of like different per enemy. So the only issue with that is like, you kind of like, when you first come across enemies, you don't really know how they're going to attack. So it's like trying to do counterattacks like early on is kind of frustrating, because it's like, there's some enemies I'm not familiar with. I don't know if they're like new to the game or not, but there's like this one inside the desert that's like this dinosaur that can burrow under the ground or something, and he like swims around the sand, and then he'll like pop up and eat one of the characters, and it's like I don't know, I don't like fighting that thing, because it's like because it's like it's not as easy to counterattack as the other stuff. So but right now I think all three characters are Mario, Luigi, and Paper Mario all got, like, captured or something, so they got thrown in jail. But, like, once again, they keep putting these paper people inside of jail cells they can just walk out of because they're paper. So Paper Mario just kind of just, like, he's like, it's like, I got this, guys. And he just, like, slips out of the cell and, like, breaks the lock with his hammer. And it's like, well, that was easy. So it's like, they're not very good at this whole holding people captive thing, or they just keep forgetting the fact that, you know, they're all technically 2D. Well, the paper people are technically 2D, so it's like, it's weird. So, but the special mechanic added to this one was the papercraft battles, because like usually in the Mario and Luigi games, there's always like some secondary mechanic, like with Bowser and Inside Story, you'd like do like the giant Bowser battles, or like with Dream Team, I think it was like the million Luigi fight things or something like that. So in this one, it's the papercraft battles where you like control like a giant papercraft version of one of the characters, and then you kind of like throw them at enemies, and like the battles are basically like, you guys, it's kind of like whenever you played action figures, how you just threw the characters against each other and it's like one side wins. That it's a lot like that, because they're basically like action figures that you're like flinging at each other, and it's kind of hilarious. But it's a pretty fun game. It's a nice break from all the very dark and traumatic games that have been going. it's a nice lighthearted game where it's just like, okay, it's a nice breather. It's like, this is nice. I can just enjoy myself and smile every once in a while instead of seeing someone getting murdered every other second. So it's like, this is nice. More stuff should be like this. So it was I'm enjoying that so far. Let's see. And then I picked up Final Fantasy Explorers, but I had to pick it up, like, did I get it today or was it yesterday? No, I got it today, because, like, I went yesterday to pick it up, and the guy was like, he couldn't find it because he doesn't work at this store, and I was like, what kind of stupidity is this?
So, oh, yeah, I saw your tweet about that.
I was like, this is quite possibly the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because I, like, walked into the store, and I'm like, okay, I'm here to pick up a pre-order, so he's like, okay. So he types it in, goes like, okay, let me go grab it, and then he starts looking in, like, every drawer, and then he's like, I don't see it. He's like, you don't see it. And then he's like, well, I don't actually work at this GameStop, so I don't know where they keep all their stuff. And I was like, are you being serious right now? Are you, like, being serious right now? So then he starts, like, moving, like, all the stuff out of the way and, like, trying to open up the cabinets where they keep, like, random stuff. And then he goes into the back room and he's, like, looking for stuff. And I was like, I'm just going to come back tomorrow. It's fine. I'm just going to come back tomorrow. Because I was like, this is, like, the dumbest thing ever. Like, who thought this was a good idea? It's like, hey, let's put some rando in our store on release day. And he'd be like, nah, it's cool. It's cool, guys. It's cool. That was like, I was like, am I being punked right now? Is this what's happening? Because it's like, it was so dumb. And then he's like, I'm sorry. I was like, you should be. Like, who thought that was a good idea? Who thought that was a good idea? So I ended up going, I had to go back today and get it. And I got it this morning. And I was like, oh, God. So thankfully, the person who was supposed to be working at the store was there today, because it was like, oh, man, this is a mess, man. It's a mess. It didn't make any sense. So I'm not that far into the game because I only started playing it today. So, Explorers is very similar to like Crystal Chronicles in the sense that I think this might have been like the game they wanted to do, but they couldn't because of like the limitations of the GameCube at the time, and multiplayer was not like possible outside of like you being on the couch with each other. So they kind of had to like work around it and do like these things like the miasma mechanic and all this other stuff to force you guys to play co-op together. But now it's like you can do online now, so it's not an issue anymore. So it's kind of like, it's similar to that where you start, you make your character, and you know, choose, well, you know, you don't choose your class in this one because everyone starts off as a freelancer, and then you can choose your classes after you like unlock them from doing quests. But it's a quest-based game. So you basically, you're like on this island and there's this giant crystal thing and other stuff is happening and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You get shot out of the sky by Bahamut and like, oh, hey, how you doing? I was like, wait, what's going on here? And then Sid is like, hey, I saw you got shot down by Bahamut. He does that all the time. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Cause you know, everyone has giant dragons just shooting people out of the sky. That's real great. So now you're like all trapped on this island or whatever, and you're exploring it because reasons. And yeah, that's pretty much how that goes. And it's, you pretty much just take quests from the guild, and you get to like, recruit, well, you don't really recruit monsters, but you can like, from like, some defeated monsters drop like these little gems or something that you can make like the same type of monster from them. So you can kind of like have monsters in your party in addition to like having co-op stuff too. So right now I have a chocobo and like centurion guy thing as my two party members at the moment. So I just kind of been questing with those two, and I switched between doing like the monk and the black mage class. So I think those are going to be my focus for now until like I unlock like the more advanced classes and stuff like that. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing, I think. So
yeah. Come on.
Okay, so on Paper Mario, Paper Jam, or whatever, is that the first time there's been, like, a crossover between two Mario games?
Yes.
Because I think they stole that idea from Sega. They looked at Sonic Generations and were like, you know, this is the best idea Sega's had in, like, over 10 years. I think we should steal it. And I think they did. So, good, yeah. And it's, you think we would know? We wouldn't know if we saw two Marios in a game that was like, oh, this kind of reminded me of that the best Sonic game I've played in over 10 years. You think you could get by with that? No, no. Yeah, this isn't a free pass, okay? I know what you did. I played that game. Okay. Yeah, winning for me formula, of course you used it, but yeah, you know, whatever.
I don't think that was the case.
I'm on to you.
I don't think that was necessarily the case.
I'm just saying, two Sonics, dude. And two Robotniks. And now we got two Myers and two Bowsers.
But it's one of those things, like, it was like, it's kind of inevitable, because, I mean, both those series are, like, Mario RPG series, so it's like, eventually, they were probably going to do something like this anyway, once they got far enough along in their respective series. So they probably were just like, now is the time, guys. Now is the time. And they did it. So it happened.
Sega beat them to the punch, and they're like, well, we'll show them.
Although Sega,
they couldn't even put it on a console.
Although Sega
jerks.
Did it a bit differently, though, because it's like, because it's not like them at this, it's like, it's not them together, kind of, like, it's with, like, Mario, with like the Mario and Paper Mario thingy. It's like they're kind of like, there's it's just different.
I know it's different, but it's close enough to me. It's like, yeah, like I can see where they go.
It feels more like, I guess, Project Cr- Frostzone, except that they made a game out of that, and it's just sort of Namco and Capcom characters. Or maybe like Persona, what's the Persona Fire Emblem one called?
Persona Cross, or it's like, isn't it like SMT Cross Fire Emblem or something like that? Or something really Japanesey.
That's what it used to be anyway.
The Japanese title is like something weird, but like when they were like announcing it, they called it like SMT Cross Fire Emblem. So, but I think it's something, I think like the official title is something far stranger and harder to pronounce. So
say there's a guy, Steven, who can only buy one of these games. Should he get both of them, or is there one that's definitely better?
For what?
The Paper Mario, what's it called? Paper Jam? Mario and Luigi Paper Jam? Or Final Fantasy Explorers?
Yeah, that kind of depends, because they're both very different from each other, so it's not like, it's one of those things, like, it depends on the type of game you like.
So if it's, like, turn-based, then prefer them to Mario.
Yeah.
If it's, like, you want some action RPG all up in your thing, then Final Fantasy, there you go.
So, like, quality-wise, they're pretty comparable, then?
I mean, more or less, I guess. I mean, like I said, it's kind of, because it's, like, it's one of those things, like, I like both types of games, so, like, for me, I put up both regardless, but... If it's like, if you're like one of those people who are waiting for another Monster Hunter, then Explorers is probably your best bet, because it's like, it's kind of like Monster Hunter Lite. It's a lot easier to get into than like all the stats and nonsense that's going on in Monster Hunter. So you can kind of like pick up and play and still get like that same type of, you know, action that you were looking for. But if you're like looking for like just a normal RPG, then obviously, you would like go towards like the Mario and Luigi game, because it's closer to a traditional RPG than Explorers. Hmm. So yeah,
but just wanted to highlight that after the fact that RPG is still in the scoreless column with no points on the board.
Well, keep in mind,
third weekend,
my scores probably aren't going to actually happen until like the summer, because all these games are going to take, every game that's going to get released before then is going to take time. So all my stuff is probably going to all come at once, and it's all going to be at the like.
It's all right. We heard this spiel last week. It's totally fine.
So it's fine. It's
at the end of the year, I'll be outscoring both you. You can try to go take it. I'm pretty sure it's what she said or something like that. So whatever.
It will.
We'll find out.
It is on.
Except for like when once Persona 5 comes out, then I'm probably going to actually lose, because.
So you don't think it's coming out this year?
Well, no, it will come out this year. That's the problem. Okay. That's what I'm concerned about, because it's like, well, once that happens, then yeah, then I'm probably going to not be playing like anything else. So. So hopefully Final Fantasy 15 comes out first, because otherwise...
Wouldn't that make the same problem?
Well, no, because I can multitask a Final Fantasy. I probably would not multitask a Persona game, so...
What does that mean?
Like, I can... Like, kind of how, like, I'm playing, like, all three of these games right now. Like, I would not be playing three games right now. I would just be playing the one constantly, so...
I didn't know there was any other way. Hmm. Don't know that multitasking technique. Hmm.
It's easy. You play one game for some time, and then you're like, okay, I'm ready to play something else. And then you play the other game for some time, and then you switch back to another game to play for some time. And then eventually you finish those games, or don't.
I think I have too many games, so I have to just like keep it to a minimum, or it gets too crowded, and I have to like, you know, that's why they say in Fight Club, rule number something, 2 to a fight. Yeah. Can't even brawls going on, okay?
There's more.
Can't let it get out of hand.
Fight Club?
What?
I said there's more than one rule to Fight Club? I thought it was just...
Yeah. That's just the first rule, RPG. Don't tell anybody about Fight Club,
jeez.
That's
the only one.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, that's good to know.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say about Star Wars last week. You totally like, tweeted out the whole thing about, like, wouldn't people complain if they spend a bunch of money on, like, building the second Death Star only to get it, like, get exploded again? Because, like, Kevin Smith, like, he put this part in this movie called Clerks. I don't know if that's how he got famous or, like, why he got famous, but it's, like, one of the most, like, people talk about it, a scene in the movie where, like, they have this whole discussion about, like, the rebellions are, or the rebels are a bunch of jerks. for blowing up the Death Star, and they should pay the money, and then, like, all the contractors and blah, blah, blah for the Empire, it's like, or the, not the contractors, but, like, the independent contractors that are outside the Empire working on it, they're out of jobs, man. What's up with that? It's like, this whole scene, it's great.
But, I mean, it's kind of true, though. It's like, I'm pretty sure, like, a lot
of... I just thought it was funny. RPG totally sided with the Empire on that one. I was like,
well, I mean, not so much side with them, so much as just, like, okay, so these people, whoever's funding these things, it's like, has to be pissed if they're, like, just like, this is the second time their giant space station got exploded, and it's like, I'm pretty sure it wasn't cheap. So it's like, okay, all my money gone down the drain, and the only thing I got from it is one exploded planet. I am not very, it's like, I'm not okay with this, man. Not okay with this. It's like, I'm pretty disappointed. I was expecting, like, a super death weapon, and twice now. So it's like, yeah.
Yep. Oh, also, before we continue, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was before the break, I don't remember, but we were talking about Infinite Discovery, Lost Odyssey, and the fact that, oh, I was all like, oh, it totally has open overworld travel, blah, 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 vehicles, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't. I mean, it has, like, the vehicle thing, so you can get in your white boa, but that's, like, it. Once you're outside the white boa, it's all about, oh, here's a list of places, where would you like to go, Final Fantasy X-2 style. There you go. I was
wrong. What can I do for you? I'm going to go fight Ifrit, guys.
Alright, so I guess the next thing we're doing is RRR, Rapid Cease Response.
We're pirates now, guys.
Yes. Somehow all of our segments start with R.
I know, it's weird, right?
Two R's is about RPGs, and three R's is about new games.
We'd like
this
to
month, look. This week. During February, so we can get all of February, since this is the last episode of January.
No.
Basically, we read off titles that are coming out over the next month off of releases.com. Get a quick response, and if it's something we've never heard of, then we just read the truncated description that's on the site.
He likes to, like, stop, like, mid-sentence. Like, oh, yeah. It's like,
exciting.
This is cool.
So
like, this makes sense.
Because it's, you know, just us three, so we're skipping, like, Xbox One games and PC games because there's too many of them, and so mostly, like, PlayStation and Nintendo stuff, except for Wii U, because none of us have one of those, except me.
You have one.
And I don't really play it.
Although, strangely enough, I still buy games for it, so it's like, it wouldn't even, like...
Well, if it's an interesting one, we will definitely go over it. So, here we go. February 2nd, the first Tuesday. First game, Not a Hero, for PlayStation 4.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds interesting.
Not a Hero is the latest from the team at Roll 7. They made Olly Olly, who most gamers know for their addictive, yet...
Oh, wait. God, it drives me crazy when he does that.
It's like, it's funny because it's like it's talking about their previous game. Have you had any information about the game that is in question right now? It's like, oh, Olly Olly, this is their hot new thing, but we're only going to talk about how they made Olly Olly and not about anything about this game, so have at you.
So based on the description, I have no idea if I like this game, because
I loved Olly Olly, so I'm excited for this.
But what is it about? What is it about? We don't know.
What is it? I think I've heard it referred to as, like, a 2.2D shooter. All right, we're breaking the rules. So, moving on.
Breaking the rule.
Mega Dementia Neptunia? Mega Dementia Neptunia 7.
Nope. Not my cup of tea. Don't play those.
I mean, I was interested in, like, starting the series, but then I was like, so much work now.
This is the seventh one.
It's a trap.
Like, at this point, it's like, it's too far gone. It's like, I can't do it. Because I was asking, like, somebody on my Twitter, like, I was like, so if I was going to start this, like, which one should I start? Because it's kind of like the whole Star Wars thing where you'd, like, then it's just like, I was like, there's just too many of them. There's just too many. So it's like, it's fine. It's fine.
What I've heard is if you want to start, you play the Vita version of the first one. Because apparently it's, like, way improved over the original. That was on PS3. But anyway, next, still February 2nd, Crypt of the Necrodancer for PS4 and Vita.
Oh, my.
Is that I think I've heard of this one, but I'm passing. There's only one game I'm picking up in February, and this isn't it, so yeah.
I'm sorry, I have no idea what it is, so probably not.
Join our hero, Cadence, as she battles her way through Necrodancer's dungeon in search of her...
What is she searching for? What does she want? What did they do to you? Who hurt you? Who hurt you?
All right, moving on. Gravity Rush Remastered for PS4.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I was wrong when I said only one game, because I'm totally picking this up.
I
never finished it on Vita, because you had to do, like, weird stuff, and I was like, I'm not doing this in front of other people.
Vita? I finished it on Vita. And I'm terrible at platformers. Or gracefully falling, or whatever it is you want to call what she was doing.
Are you going for this one, then?
I don't know, because, like, part of me kind of wanted to, but, like, I mean, since I already... It's one of those things that I've already, like, played. I'm probably just going to hold out until, like, later on when it's cheaper, or just wait until, like, Gravity Rush 2 comes out or something, so...
Last one for February 2nd. Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth for PSP, yes. 4
there
and
you
Vita.
RPG. There you go.
Man, I've been waiting for this forever, man.
I saw a trailer.
When they announced it was getting localized, I was like, yes, yes, my dreams have been answered. F you, Sega.
Wow, February 2nd, that's really soon then for another game.
I know. That's what I said. There's going to be, like, release after release until, like, March. So, I'm doing
exciting. Moving on to February 5th, there's XCOM 2, but it's only on PC.
I know. Why?
For now.
Why? I'll just wait for the insert edition here, or redacted edition, whatever it's going to be. Fill in the blank edition, because there's always some sort of, we got to rename the game when it comes to PS4. Oh. Couldn't just call it PS4 edition, whatever.
Edition.
Too generic. Too generic.
TV edition.
I mean, I'll get it when it comes to console, but, I mean, I probably don't have a PC that can run it, so...
Yeah, me too. February 9th, the next week, Assassin's Creed Chronicles Russia for PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
No.
Nope.
Firewatch for PC and
PS4. Oh, I didn't know it was coming out. Oh, well, I'm happy. I didn't even know it's like that soon. I was looking forward to this game. Cannot wait.
I don't know what Firewatch is, so...
It was on my list for last year, and then it got delayed. And now I know it's coming out this year in February. Yay!
I love this.
Add another game to my list of February games.
Ever since it was first shown, people have been asking when they can play Firewatch. Well, the time...
God damn it.
It's fun, because we don't read these beforehand.
So yeah, I still have no idea what this game is, so... No, so maybe not.
Dying Light Enhanced Edition.
I thought it was already out on Oh, wait, never mind. I saw the purity thing when I looked at new games this week.
Yep. This one is Enhanced Edition takes parkour-fueled zombie survival to a whole new...
No.
On PS4 and
Xbox. I know what?
Didn't care about it then, don't care about it now. Pass.
I think I'm kind of good on zombies.
The only zombie franchise that matters is The Walking Dead. End of story.
Until that comes out anyway, yeah. So I can continue my exploits in screwing people over.
Alekhine's Gun for PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Don't know what this is.
I do not know what that is either.
Seemingly out of nowhere comes Alekhine's Gun, a third-person stealth title set during World War...
Third person stealth, eh?
It's World War III, no less.
I'll make a mental note.
that is what
wow.
I'm doing.
That's what those three dots mean.
Since Tropical wants to play this game, I'm just gonna make stuff up in my head. So I'm assuming it's for World War III.
Unravel for PC, PS4, and Xbox.
Yay, Yarny, I didn't know it was coming out this month either. Jeez, that's a lot of games in February.
Yeah, that's February 9th, too. So
jeez.
Very early February.
The game I want is like the 20th or something. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I need to reinstitute the rule of one game, but it's not happening. I'm a free man now. I can do what I want.
It's a free man.
No more school loans to pay. Ha ha ha, suck it.
I'll quickly go over Assassin's Creed Chronicles Russia. They're also doing an Assassin's Creed Chronicles Collection. And Dying Light The Following coming out standalone. Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 4 for
holy crap,
PS4.
That's February 2? Jeez.
February 2.
It's pretty loaded. Oh man,
it's amazing. I'm excited for that one.
It does look pretty, but I mean, they usually, like, all of them do though.
That's true, but this is the first current gen one.
It'll look even prettier. I can watch people stream it. I don't need to buy it. Yes.
You can see all the ultimate jutsus. It'll be pretty.
Sure button saving money. Oh yeah.
For it's not dying.
Next is Arslan's the War Arslan? The Warriors of Legend for PC, PS3, 4, and Xbox One.
No, because I'm assuming it's from the Altair series of some sort, and... Oh, wait, no, it's not. It would have to be that other thingy. Never mind. Ignore me.
Arslan, the Warriors of Legend, is the second video game adaptation of the heroic legend of Arslan.
It's that anime one, right?
Yep.
Maybe? That one?
It appears.
I don't even know what that is.
There's a demo out.
It's very similar to, like, Dynasty Warriors.
Oh, well, Musou... No thanks. Do not want. Not my cup of tea.
And finally, on February 9th, Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time for PS4.
Oh, I think I've heard of this one. It's like an adventure game or something. It's all point-and-clicky. Well, not point-and-clicky, but like a throwback to that style.
What is it about? Yeah. What is it about, Tropical?
You're in space and you're doing stuff.
Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time is a frantic one- or two-player couch co-op action game. Explore a co-
This is no different.
That is not as much as completely from what Tekken was saying. So.
I was wrong. This is something else. I do not. Yeah, I don't have anybody to play with, so. I can,
You can always, share play, you know.
Share play
with one of your lovers. One of your.
Have you seen it yet?
I don't know.
Share play is amazing.
Oh, I know, I haven't seen SharePlay because I haven't used it. I'd rather just clone myself and be on my way.
I feel like it's simpler in your SharePlay.
That's what I do.
Do what? Tropical?
Moving on. February 16th. Project Cross Zone 2 for 3DS.
No.
I want it. I want the first one.
I was going to buy the first one because it was like super cheap and I had to get but at the same time I was buying like all these other things and I was like, well, I can't do that. Because, I mean, it's semi-fun, but it's also another new game that I probably don't need. So, I'm sure the second one is going to have all kinds of fun and obscure characters that I don't know in it. So, there's also that.
Tekken?
My 3DS is currently in the state of not being able to be used efficiently.
Oh, yeah.
Or not 100%.
I still make do.
Yes, not as tolerant as RPG.
Nope.
Hardware failure. February 16th, Pixel Piracy, PS4, Xbox One.
Don't know.
No idea what this is.
Pixel Piracy is a side-scrolling 2D real-time strategy / sandbox / simulation game created by...
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on there.
What? I don't even... I just want to buy it just out of curiosity, how did they... What is all of these things?
Is there roguelike in there?
Probably. Probably. It's after the ellipses. Because that's usual mix of genres.
Strategy sandbox simulation?
Yeah.
Real-time and side-scrolling?
Side-scrolling, yes. Yes, those are not things...
It's like, you take out the side-scrolling, it kind of sounds normal, but then it's like side-scrolling. How does that work?
It's weird. It sounds weird.
2D... Yeah.
It seems so, but that is weird.
How does that work? If it's sandbox, though, that implies it's a giant open world, but it's all 2D and side-scrolling. I don't know. My brain can't take it.
It is giant open world. It's just all flat and...
Cartoony, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Moving on, then. February 16th, still. Layers of Fear for PS4.
Oh dear, that sounds like not.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those names. I'll pass on that.
All right,
not a good idea. But now I'm curious. What is this game? What is this?
Layers of Fear is a psychedelic horror where you take control over an insane painter in his quest.
Yes.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting. I'm all but I'll
it.
Still pass.
It sounds
on that.
Crazy, and I might be okay with it because he's insane.
You should check out the trailer. The trailers that they've made are really cool.
Yeah, but trailers lie, Tropical.
Well, yeah, I have no idea what the game is going to be like from the trailers, but the trailers themselves, just speaking about trailers, those trailers are really cool.
Because, I mean, it's a game about an insane painter, so I'm assuming the trailers are very insane and artistic.
Yep.
And thus confusing.
I think that game called Eternal Darkness.
Oh, well.
Oh. Hmm. Curiosity peaked.
Let's see here. Return to Popolo Crois, a story of seasons fairy tale for 3DS.
What?
It's some like turn-based party RPG. It's like a spiritual successor to one of the Popolo Crisis games or some nonsense like that.
Oh, well.
But no.
And it's on 3DS, so you know. Yeah.
All right. 3DS, Street Fight. PC, PS4.
Is that Street Fight?
Street Fighter 5.
Oh, I thought you said Street... Wait, that comes out in February?
Yes.
February 16th.
Remember?
I thought it came out... Huh.
They announced that like forever and a day ago.
What? I don't remember.
Okay.
Whatever.
I guess
I refigured it, so it's whatever.
I'm getting that one, too.
I'm probably going to get it, too, actually. I'm just not going to ever play online.
Reason. Yeah, we'll see. The Escapists, The Walking Dead for PS4.
Wait, what?
No.
Oh, wait, this is that prison simulator game. No. No.
Yes, okay.
Just no.
That was February 16th?
Or prison simulator style game.
So...
You love prison simulators?
My destiny! I just can't get out! Someone get me out of here.
February 19th, Fire Emblem Fates Conquest for 3DS.
If you're going to kill me, just kill me now.
But my 3DS.
I do want to buy that 3DS, but then I'm like, it's not bundled with the game, so that means I would have to spend $200 on it, and then like the $80 on the game itself. So it's like, eh.
Actually, I think it's $80 for two of them.
Are you going for Conquest or Birthright?
Conquest.
Conquest?
I'm choosing the dark side. They have.
They have cool clothes. And helmets. February 23rd, Far Cry Primal, PS4, Xbox One.
Yeah! Cannot wait. Getting prehistoric. Never thought I'd be able to say that. Going to get prehistoric with it. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
There are no robot dinosaurs in this, so I'm not on board.
Hmm.
No.
Well, definitely not.
I don't think there are going to be either robots or dinosaurs in this RPG.
Yeah, I'm definitely not on board.
I just want to play because it's like no guns. I mean, yeah, there's like bow and arrow and spears and stuff, but it's no shoot, bang, bang. And I get to be Beast Hunter and be like, call down the birds and stuff. And be like, yeah, go Tonto. I'm name my animals. I can't wait. Oh, it's going to be a fun time.
Also, February 23rd, Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2 for PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Not a fan.
I'll wait till it's free.
Yep, that too.
Yeah, the beta was like, I'll play the first one. Those are the last ones with dates that are set. Looking here, there's something called Cubicolor for PS3, PS4, Vita, Wii U, and Xbox One.
Sounds like some sort of puzzle game. No thanks.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
This colorful puzzle game is finally coming to consoles.
That answers that question.
Cubicolor takes the simple idea of color.
All right, I forgot he does that. So no, probably.
Yeah, that's the last one. There's some interesting releases coming to PC, but we already know these games. So Disgaea is coming out on PC in February.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Actually,
there's like this article about like a bunch of Japanese published games coming to Steam and like, how it's a windfall for them because they can like increase their audience and like make more sales and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the first Trails in the... Or whatever the game RPGs play, like the first one is that one.
Heroes.
That one, yeah.
Well, they're all Legend of Heroes. You're talking about Trails in the Sky.
Yeah.
That one, yes. The Sky one.
Also, Danganronpa, Trigger Happy Havoc.
Oh my gosh, this is so great!
And Blaze Blue, Chrono Phantasma Extend. Those are both coming to PC.
That's pretty crazy, like... If you had told me, like, 10 years ago that fighting games would be big on PC, I mean, it makes sense, but I wouldn't have thought about it.
Hmm. That's true.
Because it's like you're so used to like it being on a console.
Yeah, where it's like everyone is sort of like the pros, they say it's easier because everyone's training on the same hardware and software. Whereas with PC, is just, who knows?
Yeah.
And also scheduled for February at this point is The Walking Dead Michonne.
Oh, dude, if that's February, that is like top of the list. I need some.
That's very exciting.
Dun, dun.
Probably won't know until it comes, like, the week before it comes out.
Yeah, like a couple days before. We got an announcement, guys. Stay tuned.
By the way, guys, it's happening today. Yay.
Hopefully it's only $20 for the season pass. If it's not, I will still pay it, whatever.
And so those are the releases for February 2016.
That sounds like February.
Yeah, sounds like a good month.
Even better than last February, than the February before that. Well, definitely last February, because last year was like a ton of delays. One before that, I don't know.
Excited.
Because didn't,
Yes.
I'm forgetting the name now. Jesus, I was thinking about this game at work and I completely forgot. I was like, that one Final Fantasy game.
Lightning Returns came out.
Type Zero?
No, Type Zero came out last February. Last March, February? Sorry.
Okay, March. Because I knew, like, Q1 had been a decent release.
Because March is the month that I got, like, 50,000
thingy the last couple of years, but I'm not sure if there's a lot of February stuff. Or maybe it was, like, DMC or some...
No, DMC came out in, like, January when it came out.
Ew. Never mind, then. Pretty good February, then. Best ever, possibly. Setting the precedent for the rest of the year. Yeah, you better keep up, everybody. This is the year of reality. Last year's the year of dreams. This year, it's all happening. It's all happening.
I don't think I can handle it. Especially when Dark Cloud 3 gets announced. That's it, guys. What's happening? Holding on to that dream.
You can't dream RPG, because you can be like, yeah, that's how they're going to top last year. It is going to happen. They're going to come out and be like, this is Ryu Tekken. Identify VR.
It's happening, guys. Everything that you want to happen is going to happen.
Time demo. Now. And it'll be amazing.
They're going to even come out with that weird trainer game that you want. Is the trainer yelling at you? Yeah, it's happening.
Yes.
It's happening. They're like, everything you ever wanted. Everything you ever wanted.
So, news now?
Yep.
Yes.
We have news.
Is it more release dates for February? Because they're like, guys, there's not enough games coming out in February, guys. There's just not enough.
Well, in Japan, they are getting a sort of a weird game. It's Detective Pikachu.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I was like, wait, what?
It's coming out on 3DS. It's a fully voiced Pikachu. So, gamer, if you're wondering, other Pokemon that can talk, like apparently this one can. Although I guess this is not the Pikachu from
It's not that
series,
one, huh?
Because, like, in the trailer, there's a scene where Detective Pikachu is, like, talking to that other Pikachu.
The Pikachu.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That made me think of something, like, A, middle segment, and, like, B, just, like, in the future, if you could, like, zerify your device of, like, any voice of, like, some fictional character and just, be, like, type it in and be like, I want this to sound like Yoda and talk backwards to me all the time. Or I want this to sound like
although,
I would, like, serify this.
One has to wonder, though, it's, like, how did Pikachu get a job as a detective, though? It's, like, there's so many psychic Pokemon out there. So many psychics. Like there's just, like, hundreds of them, like, literally. That, like, why couldn't one of them, like, be a detective and just, like, outshine him?
That is fun, RPG.
Because they're like, hey, I know you're trying to solve this case, but I'm psychic, and I already know who did it. So, you know, get out of my way, Pikachu. But he's like, no, I have conviction on my side. Like, get out of my face. Just come out of my side. Get out of my face. Man, I can already imagine, like, oh my gosh, could you imagine the crossover game with Phoenix Wright? It's happening, guys. It's happening. Phoenix Wright versus Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I have no idea like, what this game is, but I hope it comes out here. That stuff is exciting.
I would buy it just for the novelty. Like, yep, I know I'm probably never going to play this because I don't like Pikachu, but it's cool because he's a detective. So how can you not play this game?
He talks. He's speaking. Exactly. And wears a Sherlock-style hat.
That's how you know he's a detective.
And a magnifying glass. Yep, exactly.
Detectives even use magnifying glass.
Yes. That's the only way I know someone's a detective. I'm like, oh, you're carrying a magnifying glass. You are clearly a detective. And probably a really good one. actually a really good one.
Yeah, like this year is Pokemon's 20th anniversary. So I guess that's why they're getting this weird Pikachu game, because there's no mainline Pokemon games coming out this year.
Yes, there is.
Which one?
I'm assuming Pokemon Z is going to get announced sometime this year. I'm calling it now, guys. Call it now.
Well, I mean, it would make sense. Pokemon, apparently there's going to be a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, I saw that Pokemon on YouTube.
That's just celebration of the 20th anniversary.
That was super weird. It's like, it's not for a product, it's just
that,
for,
yeah.
That had to cost, like, a lot of money just to do.
I remember we've been talking about that, like, years before, like, you know, which game would, like, have the first Super Bowl ad or whatever, and then it was, wasn't it Dante's Inferno, and then God of War?
Dante's Inferno.
I don't think did they air on TV?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Because I know PlayStation's been doing Super Bowl ads, but they don't air on TV. They just call them Super Bowl ads.
Oh, maybe they didn't. But,
no, one of them might have, because wasn't it, like, kind of like a big deal or something?
Yeah.
I know the God of War one was on TV, but I don't know if it was on during the Super Bowl.
You can look it up.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, at the time it was, like, a big deal, because they're like, oh my gosh, one of these games is getting, like, a Super Bowl ad and stuff. And
kind of weird when you think about it, because you would think, like, Microsoft would, but I guess now that they're behind, there's no, you know.
I mean,
that grave.
The game ads that I know have appeared during the Super Bowl are Clash of Clans and other stuff.
Chapter Call.
Because those guys have to spend millions a day just to keep their user numbers up.
Tropical. You don't mention trash like that on this podcast. Don't ever do it again. Don't you ever do that again.
Rebel scum.
Something, dark side, gross mobile filth. Man, could you imagine if that was, like, the plan for, like, the government to release all this mobile crap to distract people from all the problems going on in the world? They're like, aha, they're too distracted to even care. We can run everything into the ground now. Government conspiracy. Calling it.
Kind of reminds me of the,
Wait, that's a real thing. Sorry. That's a real
thing?
That's a real thing. Like, I think it was like Donald Rumsfeld or something just released an app.
That's
which is, I think it's like Solitaire or Minesweeper or something like that. I don't know.
It's just
like, what?
That is super weird. I was going to say that kind of reminds me of the intro cinema to that one game by Lord British. That one, it was an MMO, the last one he made. I can't remember what it's called. Something. I'll look it up. But it was all like, we were too busy being entertained all the time, and then the aliens came in and they killed us all, or something. But like back then it was TV, because, you know, all this stuff didn't exist yet, so it's like, oh, kind of like that.
Just like that. Oh, I gotta know what it's called, I gotta look it up.
Do you have any more news?
Yes.
He was waiting for you. That's what happened. It's cool, guys. It's cool. Oh, no, I'm burning.
Oh, Tabula Rasa. That was the game.
F you, Ifrit. F you.
Well, Sega announced a game. Sega 3D Classics Collection is announced for 3DS.
Oh, I saw that.
That is not the announcement I was hoping for. They said they had a game announcement that day.
But they also had that sweet trailer for Valkyria Chronicles Remastered.
I know! It gives me so much hope. False hope, but hope nonetheless.
That's coming out here. They just announced it for the West.
No, I'm talking about for the other game.
Oh, for the other one.
No.
Well, it's Sega. Who knows?
I.e., it's not happening. But it's cool, though. I've come to terms with it. I know they hate me, and it's fine. I live with that pain every day.
Well, this collection will be 9 games. They've been redeveloped to create an immersive 3D experience. The 9 games are Power Drift, Puyo Puyo 2, Fantasy 2W, Sonic the Hedgehog, Thunderblade, Galaxy Force 2, and Altered Beast.
I feel like most of those were made up. I just feel like most of them are made up.
Also comes with 2 bonus Sega Master System games, Fantasy Zone 2 and Maze Walker. It'll be $30. And, yeah, I've only heard of 3, maybe 4 of them. I think Thunderblade is a helicopter game?
Yeah, it is.
Yay! I guess correctly.
Oh man, kind of sad. So you had to like die before the VR came out, because they would have like way crazy awesome stuff with their arcade legacy. Oh well. I was gonna say when I just remembered it because I was looking that stuff up. But when I was talking about the whole Japanese developers and publishers getting Second Life on PC, it made me, when I saw the whole like hubbub about Valkyria, I was like, oh well, maybe everybody being so, man, this game's awesome. It finally had its day in the sun of like, you know, it's coming out on PS4 now, and then like we can all buy it, and then it'll make Sega a ton of money, and they'll be like, we'll give them what they want, and they'll bring their games out, and you know we can be happy, be like, yeah, Sega, you're finally on a roll again. Don't suck it up. We know it's gonna happen eventually, but you know, while you're having this roll of awesomeness, just keep at it, Sega. Just keep on keeping on, and just, you know, try not to F up too bad when you finally do, or enjoy it while it lasts, I should say, whatever.
Yes. another announcement this week. Platinum Games revealed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants in Manhattan.
That was awesome. I was like, man. I saw that and I was like, dude, my inner 5-year-old, 10-year-old, whatever year old is like so like super happy. It's like Star Wars is back and awesome. Transformers, I mean, live action, whatever, doesn't care. The brand is back. TMNT got the sweet new video games for like all this stuff. And I could play it. It's great. It's like so awesome. Follow Cybertron, never forget best finale, like one of the best finales ever. Just, still up there. I just go back to my memory core, inside out style, and just like I send that ball up the tube, and just like, yeah, I relive it every so often, because it's so great.
Yeah, we don't know too much about Mutants in Manhattan, although we do, they released a trailer. Bebop and Rocksteady will be in it, some other mutants, and apparently has online co-op of some sort.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, dude, yeah. I was like, instant buy when I saw that 4-player co-op online. Yeah. I was like, hell yeah!
It's happening, guys! It's happening!
How Turtles has to be.
Dibs on Raphael!
Oh, actually, so that was an interesting thing I saw in the blog post about it. Did Raph, like, they say Mike is the fastest character, Raph is slower but more powerful. Has that always been the way that games treated them?
I don't think they've ever made like differences like that in the game.
Well, like in I think Turtles 3 on the NES, Donatello was the slowest, but he had the longest reach, and he was more powerful, I think, even in that game. I think even in the first Turtles game on the NES, he was more powerful than the other three. And then Raph was always the quick one. And then Mike and Leo were just like, somewhere in between. So it's interesting that it's shifting now.
Or is it?
I think so. I don't know. I would have to.
I just gotta say, another thing, my inner, not inner 5 or 10 year old self, but just me personally, is just like, you know, we can stop farming out the licensed games to terrible people that don't know what the F they're doing and just give them to Platinum. I mean, like, here, dudes, make this awesome. Bam.
They have so much on their plate. So much on their plate.
It's like, yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, dude. And so far, it ain't broke.
Yeah. So far, everything is coming out. Like, did you play Devastation yet? Transformers?
Nope.
Okay. I played some of it, and it is much better than I thought it would be.
Ooh,
so far, the only bad one, in the sense that, like, it didn't really excite me when I started playing it, was Legend of Korra.
Legend of Korra, yeah.
It was kind of like, I don't know what I'm playing. But then,
that was their funding game.
But Devastation is like, whoa, this is way better than I thought it would be. I thought it would be Legend of Korra or Transformers, but it's not.
They're like, guys, we have a lot of games to make, so we're going to have to make a trash game with the property just to get people to buy it based on name, and then so many games.
Well, they're all, like, all of these are Activision games. So Transformers, Legend of Korra, and Ninja Turtles are all going to be Activision games.
Cool.
They just had to make a blood sacrifice, you know. just make that one, the first one free, and then like the rest,
blood,
you know.
Blood sacrifice? Who are the people paying for it?
After you sold your soul to the devil that is Activision, it's like, alright, it's good. We got the backing of the evil corporate overlords, and forever our fate shall be sealed to make these awesome licensed games.
Basically.
Insomniac Games is teasing some sort of underwater adventure type game that they're going to reveal tomorrow morning at 8:30, I think, Central Time.
If it's not Ratchet and Clank, I don't care. It's basically how I feel about anything that's coming out this year from anyone, basically.
I wonder what it's gonna be. It doesn't seem tied to any of the platforms, and they've been doing lots of different stuff, so could be very interesting. We got some Sony news here. Sony apparently spun off PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. They changed the name.
Yeah. PlayStation, or Sony Computer Entertainment, is merging with PlayStation, or Sony Network Entertainment, and they're becoming Sony Interactive Entertainment.
Ooh, I like that. Interactive Entertainment. I remember back in the day, Game Advisory Panel, we were all like, shouldn't we have some other thing we call video games, and like, you know, not something something. I can't remember, whatever, there's like something about it, and like that was something someone said, like Interactive Entertainment or something. Or someone said, it was like something that was like an acronym for like IM, and then someone's like, well, that's how you take it for instant message, so it can't be that. So that's a bad idea. Yeah. I can't remember what it was, though. Ah, curses.
I guess it, well, they were computer entertainment.
Maybe Interactive Media, probably. Still that's probably what it was. It's probably Interactive Media. And they're like, yeah, it's, that's the same as instant message, or not the same, but yeah. Two hosted instant messaging, so, yeah. IM is not good. Yeah. Interactive Entertainment's way better. Yeah.
So, that's, who knows, it's just a, some sort of restructuring thing, corporate stuff. But they say it'll make PlayStation, like, they're rededicated to make PlayStation the best place to play. I'm like, you weren't before? surely not. They announced the free games for February for PlayStation Plus. PS4 is getting Helldivers, Democracy Strikes Back, and Nom Nom Galaxy. From
Nom Nom Galaxy.
A few games, Nom
Galaxy.
Think.
At least one of those games I don't have. Yay!
Yeah, I don't have Nom Nom. I do have Helldivers, so it's like that's fine, but,
I think I have all the games this month.
Good job, Tropical.
For PS3, Helldivers is on all three, cross-buy. Grid Autosport for PS3, and also Persona 4 Arena Ultimix for PS3. Vita is getting Lemmings Touch and Nova 111.
I don't know what that one is.
Me neither. Though they have a cool logo. EA is announcing some... Oh, they announced that their E3 press conference is going to be on Sunday again.
Oh yeah, I just read that. But then, that they're like, they're leaving or something.
Yeah, they're not going to have a booth inside of E3. Instead, they're doing their own thing nearby called EA Play, which will be open to the public on, I think, limit, I forget, some part of it is open to the public for a few days, and that's all we know.
I think they said, like, London and LA, though.
Yep, London and LA, two locations. Tickets will be free, but they haven't announced how to get them or anything.
That's
too bad I don't live in London or LA, ..
Yep.
Whatever.
Burnout creators, or the people who left Criterion, who made Burnout, have announced their new game from their new studio, Three Fields Entertainment. The game is called Dangerous Golf. Apparently it's like crash mode, but with a golf ball instead of a car?
This sounds wacky.
Looks kind of exciting.
Is there like an actual or something, or are you just kind of just like play as a golf ball that's destroying things? It's like a golf ball.
It's like reverse Katamari. No, we're not buddy. No. We're breaking it all down.
I mean, you're gonna score points in the way that you play Crash Mode, so by breaking lots of stuff. The thing is, like, isn't that basically what Pain was?
Wait, the one where you like slingshot the guy?
Yeah,
probably. I think it's like you try to create as much destruction as you can in one shot or something like that.
So you know, Crash Mode was awesome. Pain was sort of frustrating. So it's difficult to say where Dangerous Golf is going to land.
I just know it's going to be dangerous.
There's only screenshots up. There's no trailer, so it's hard to get a feel for what they're going for at this point. Brazil rated Quantum Break for PC, so maybe another Xbox One title that will be on PC.
But it's supposed to be exclusive.
This is, yeah. I think we've said before, I think this is how Microsoft has to do it. If they're going to be exclusive, they have to be on PC also, otherwise they can't sell enough of them.
Well, I guess they do technically do Windows, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Finally, Street Fighter V, they released story details.
Oh, dude, actually this was cool, because I saw this, and I thought, it's kind of cool and ironic. It only took like 20 years or more, but, you know, Street Fighter is like, let's take an idea from our Western competition in Mortal Kombat and do something there to it. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, it only took them like 20 years to catch up and like be like, oh, well, I guess we can finally take some idea from them that's actually decent.
But I mean, you know.
20 years and some months, because it's not coming out at launch during February. It's coming out as free DLC in the summer. It's a cinematic story experience.
But I'll take it, because, yeah, that was, like, the one thing I talked about that one time. I was like, they could, like, just take this and put it in the Japanese video games to give them any type of DLC story. That'd be awesome. That'd be it. And now here we are.
But I mean, they always semi had a story going on, I guess, though. So just...
Now it's good RPGs. Now it's good them that seamless cutaway to gameplay. And it's like, oh yeah, stuff's going down now. No loading screens, no... countdown, 3-2-1 fight, whatever. It's like, oh, this is happening. It's happening. Oh, cutscene. Oh, sweet. Oh, we're fighting. Oh, you're always there. You're always the immersion breakiness is like totally gone. It's just, it's that much better. That much better.
Oh my.
It's all up in you. It's like, ooh, yeah. Just
like all up in you.
Stay there. Just stay there. Stay there and never go away.
Yeah, like the original types of stories, they're gonna still have that. So when the game comes out, it will be very, I think, Street Fighter 4 style. Stories for each of the characters, and you sort of get their background, and or limited as it may be, motivation. You get their motivation, and then when this thing comes out in June, it's supposed to take place between Street Fighter 4 and Street Fighter 3.
Ooh,
cinematic.
I didn't read any details. I just saw it. I've been watching the trailer. And I felt, like I said, part of the trailer, because, like, Bison was in there. I was like, ooh, some, like, weird experimental things going on. I was like, ooh, I got all excited. I was like, ooh, I like this cutscene-y Japanese
stuff.
It could
be really cool. It's hard to say at this point, because this would be actually the third fighting franchise to do it. The first one was obviously Mortal Kombat, and that was amazing. And Mortal Kombat X also did it, and they also did it in,
And Injustice.
Yep, Injustice, and also before that, Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe had a similar type setup. After that, Dead or Alive 5 did that kind of story, and it just, like, was not as good at all.
Well, in all fairness, it was Dead or Alive, so...
So, Street Fighter 5, they could go one way, or they could... Because, like, you know, Mortal Kombat is also a pretty goofy story, and yet it felt right. You know, it felt like everyone was taking it seriously, but it didn't feel, like, really goofy in the way that they're taking it seriously. And, like, Dead or Alive... Well, I guess there was just too many incoherent parts. This was like, oh, now we're in the snow, and we're just fighting. And I was like, what happened? How did we get here?
Cool. What part of that didn't you understand? It all made perfect sense.
We'll see. I'm hopeful. I think they will have, like, looked and seen, like, there's a good way to do it and there's a sucky way to do it.
Yeah, there's another sucky way to do it. It's called Tekken 6's scenario campaign mode, which is terrible. I'm glad NetherRealm Studios came along and saved us with their way better version. Thanks, guys. Ugh. Thanks for ruining Tekken 6 and Team Tekken. Ugh.
And then I guess, so this isn't really news, this is just something that I've been following. So, Mark Cerny just got on Twitter recently, in part, I think, because he's on this trip right now with Kojima. They're, like, traveling the world, 10 days with Kojima, and it's been kind of exciting, if you like to speculate, because, like, Kojima's been calling it, I forget what he named it, but it's like, yeah, they're touring different Sony studios looking for technology. So they've been to Sony Bend, they're really excited there, they've been to Guerrilla, they went to Quantic Dream, they were at Santa Monica. It's just like, what is happening? What is going to happen?
So much fun stuff is happening, that's what.
So that's not news. The news is done. That was not news, but it's something exciting. Yeah. I don't know. I think they're at Naughty Dog, too. They showed, like, they're talking about how they do motion capture and stuff. It's like, oh, what is Kojima doing? Could this be the beginning of a beautiful and permanent friendship between the new Kojima Productions and PlayStation? Who knows? So yeah, that's what we have this week. So, follow us or check out the new aimlesspodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to iTunes, YouTube, and maybe Twitch.
We're everywhere.
That one is least, important now, but I don't know. YouTube lost a Tekken stream.
So annoying because like the error says video is too long. I was like, oh come on, you couldn't tell me beforehand. I'm like, there's limits here. Like, whatever, dude. Whatever.
Logan, didn't you try? Would you try to do upload a 17-hour video?
No, I wasn't uploading a video. I was streaming it, and it's supposed to automatically archive it.
It was being uploaded.
How'd you not think it was going to be too long?
Because it hadn't happened before, dude. Hadn't happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day you stream 17 hours.
Yeah. Way to be crazy.
Okay, so yeah, I tried with it. Check us out on the internet, where we're at, and stuff. And yeah, anything to say before we sign off, RPG?
Kittens and cookies. It's like it wouldn't go out on.
All right, so a final scorecard check for this week's episode. We've got Ticket in the Front Seat with 4, Tropical with 1, RPG with 0, and I've got 1 in the to be decided how much it counts for column.
It doesn't count for anything. It's DLC. That's kind of the game.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
The disputed column.
The disputed column. Disputed column. But yeah, that's where we're at. We'll see if RPG ever catches up, or even if he gets on the board, because, you know, he's still got a 0. Just throwing that out there, so you know.
Only because that used to be.
I'll keep on piling it on, because I'm not going to let up. I've got a plan going into February, which I will discuss with these two after the podcast stops. And, I'll see how that goes. But yeah. Until you see or hear from us, before you see or hear from us again, it was about Z, and we're now signing off.